Debbie and Josh.
Oh, what a fun show. What a fun show. Because to be honest, we came in and we thought, you know what? It's Friday. Let's do nothing.
It was one of those days I think many people have felt throughout lockdown where you've gone, I just need this day to be done and I need to be home and I need to have wine and I need to be in bed.
Yeah.
But do you know what? Our mindset did change.
It did. There was some good gear in there, I reckon.
Just a bit of fun.
I had a great time.
Always fun with you. Good. Tell you what we found out a bit about our locals. We've got a local doctor who... He's suing a matchmaking site. And then we've got local twins who are committing crime and pretending to be each other.
Oh, I didn't, you know, say what you want about Geelong and the South Coast, but there's some characters. There are some absolute characters around here. Had a great chat with Neildy. You guys are apparently going to start a podcast together, so we'll put a link to that in the next one.
Also, we got some thoughts off our head. That felt really good.
That felt natural.
We cleansed ourselves and we cleansed our brains.
Did a shower. Yeah, it's good. Plenty of good gear you can listen to right now.
What happened this week with Herbie and Josh?
Some important news.
This is important news.
Very important.
We've got Chandra in from the newsroom.
Chandra.
Hello.
Hey. How you going?
Oh, you know, Josh and I are on some sugar high. We've been smashing the sugar today.
What did you have?
What haven't we had? Is probably the question. We lucking the candy.
Live your best life.
Hey, my mum is angry at me because she just saw the video of the mystery box.
Oh, with Chandra.
And she needs to know that I actually paid you the money.
No, you didn't.
He didn't, actually.
No, I'm joking. He did. Oh, I'm just staring. Stirring the pot. He did.
You should have just kept going with that. You were doing well.
Yeah, that was good by you, Chandra. You can check out the video by going to K-Rock.
So you're here for the weekly quiz. Me and Herbie just have to work out. I think we've stopped scoring against each other at this point because we're both no good. But, best of five, really.
We just try. We try.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, so, are you ready?
Yeah.
First question, how many cases in Victoria today?
Josh, 79?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, it was.
Correct. How many was there in New South Wales yesterday?
Herbie, 1,000. 1,108.
Close. I think it was 1,038.
Close, 1,029.
Oh. Well, I'll take the point.
We're both 10 away.
You're doing it that way, I guess.
Oh, no, we're not. Sorry.
You're 110 away.
Didn't realise you guys were traitors, but all right.
My math.
Good, anyway.
All right, next question. Which band is being sued for an image they used on their album cover?
Maybe Nirvana.
Yes.
Which we got sent a great photo yesterday because we spoke about this on the show. Mm-hmm. The kid that's on the album cover who's suing them for the last so many years, every year on his birthday, he recreates the photo in a pool.
And now it's an issue?
But now it's an, yeah.
Mm. Like, I can see both sides of it.
To be fair, if you can try and get $2.5 million out of anyone, why not?
Why not, exactly. Give it a go. I wouldn't trust him in life, though.
Which band member from Kiss has tested positive for COVID?
Josh, I only know one. That's Gene Simmons.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Should I have a go?
No, I'm gonna not have a go.
Paul Stanley. Oh. He's tested positive, yeah. Right.
Sick PS, yep.
All right, should we do one more?
Yeah,
one more
as well.
Fun.
All right, cool. Which player returns for Geelong tonight after 10 weeks on the sideline?
Josh, it's Mitch Duncan, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
I thought you would know that.
She had no idea.
I had no idea.
Still confused. Doesn't even know who he is.
Wait, Geelong's playing
tonight. Yeah, it is Herbie and Josh. Thank you very much, Chandra. K-Rock 955.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, this is an unbelievable story. And it was told first on TikTok. Where the greatest stories are told these days.
Well, it's where everything is. You can learn. You learn stuff. You hear stories, and then you get entertained.
You do. Now, this one was a trend saying spill the tea on your family goss, yeah. And a user by the name, I just have to give her a shout out, Brown Sugar Bunny 30. She shared her story, and now it's gone viral because people are going, "That is unbelievable."
Yeah.
So she said. The tea in her family is only recently come out. They only recently found this out, and she is now a grown woman with a family of her own, and said that she discovered as an adult that her dad actually had an identical twin. But that's not the most shocking part. The shocking part is that her dad and his twin, the whole time while she was growing up, they were switching places. So she would get looked after sometimes if he was on the, I take it, babysitting duties. Yeah.
I think it was her dad, but it was actually her uncle.
And
no one else did?
No one knew. Not even her mother knew.
Oh, that's a bit odd.
It's odd.
That's I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. They said they're still dealing with it. But obviously, if you're spilling some tea, that is some juicy tea. Like, how do you get away with that?
And how does the wife not know that her brother, and like, because surely if they've got married or whatever,
exactly.
At some stage their parents might even enter, oh, how's your brother going?
Yeah. Oh, so how's James going? Who's James? You know? Tim's twin. No.
Surely, how does that not come up in conversation?
So much to unpack there, but my mind did start thinking, because when it comes to twins, especially identical twins, sometimes you can't tell them apart.
Yeah.
In my year level alone, we had three sets of twins and one set of triplets, and they were all identical. So in year six...
That's a weird itself.
It's a lot, isn't
What's
it?
Going on over there?
And trying to learn their names, I've gone, what? There's so many, couldn't tell them apart.
Yeah.
And they, at times, I'm pretty sure, I don't know this because I couldn't tell them apart, I'm pretty sure they switched places and one would go do, say, the maths class because they were stronger at that, while the other would go do the PE, which is why I want to do this job.
The One Percenters.
There can only be one. Are you a twin out there? We want to hear from you on 52232955. Because if you're a twin, we want to know, have you successfully switched places with your twin?
It's something until this story, I still don't quite believe it. Because it's like, how does, like, there's always a little thing that gives it away. Like, you know how once, like, they do look identical, but there's always something that's maybe a little bit.
Say you're a teacher and you've got twins, you've got also 20 something else. Other students in your class, are you really paying that much attention to that freckle on their left cheek?
Yeah, Probably that's true.
So I reckon there is someone out there that has switched places.
52232955. Have you successfully, as a twin, pulled off the switch?
Oh.
That'd be incredible.
The One Percenters. There can only be
one. 52232955. We asked the question, are you a twin and you've successfully pulled off the switch and someone thought you were the other
twin? Which we love, because a girl on TikTok revealed that her father, she only found out as an adult, is an identical twin, and she didn't know this whole time that her uncle was actually
switching places
with her dad. Which just
didn't even know it existed, which is incredible to me.
What is going on there? We have had an article sent to us. Now, this is a photo from the Geelong Advertiser. And I was thinking more you're switching places in school, you know, I don't want to sit this exam, you can do this one.
Yeah. Or even just with your parents, sometimes play a trick on them just as a bit of fun.
Exactly. Turns out it's happening in the crime world here and locally.
Oh, really?
So a suspended driver pretended to be his twin brother when the police nabbed him behind the wheel. So this happened at Barwon Heads Road in Armstrong Creek. So he's 22 years old. He got pulled over and said, no, I'm not the person you think I am. I'm actually my brother, Lewis. So...
Right. And did he have his license on him or whatever?
Well, they ended up taking him in anyway because he'd done the wrong thing.
Right.
And they quickly realised, hang on, there's two of you and you are the naughty one, let's say.
Oh,
I love that though.
Gave it a go.
What would you do if you're the other brother? Because I understand switching places willingly and in school, but if you're doing it in crime?
Well, like, because imagine if he actually, like, the brother was driving and he got pulled up and, like, no, it's not you, Lewis. You're the other brother.
You're the good one.
And, you know, it's like, I swear, I didn't do anything wrong.
It'd be a pickle. I'd love to be a twin, though.
Would you?
Yeah, two of me would be great for the world.
Oh, my God. I don't think so. I'll have to think about it really hard then. I've come up with a decision. It's not great.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Hey, it's that time.
Got to get in the shower.
Let's do it. You can tell you what, you didn't clean up that fake tan, did you? Because it's just running off.
It does get a bit gross, you know.
Anyway. I know, I can see.
but a few shower thoughts wanted to run by you, Josh.
Yeah, some of the things you've had in the shower.
Well, during the week I did get some Subway and I had the thought that Subway really was probably the first establishment or first real thing that normalised eating a whole loaf of bread.
Yeah, so true.
You question yourself when you're at home, but you go to Subway. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know that saying, you got more money than sense? Like, as in, like, you're not very switched on?
Yeah.
So Jeff Bezos literally has more money than brain cells.
Does he?
That's how much money he has.
Isn't that insane?
That just annoys me. Well done, Jeff. No, well done.
Good on you. You know, I'm sure you deserve it in some way or whatever.
I'd love to say the saying to him and he could come back.
He'd be like, no.
Not true. So do you sleep with clothes on? Clothes off? Clothes on.
Especially in the winter. Like, it's been freezing. Gosh, it gets nippy.
But I also overheat, so sometimes I may take the clothes off. But I did have the thought recently, if there was an emergency, like people who do sleep nude, they really don't care at all about emergencies, running out to the street.
No.
They don't care. No. They're ruthless. I'm going to bed like this. I'm going to wake up like this. Right.
They're not forward planning, are they? They're living in the moment. Last one.
Okay.
All right. So obviously we know it's been a rough year.
Oh, 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. And you know why the dead giveaway that's been rough? No one's brought up it's Friday the 13th ever. Oh. No one's gone. No, hasn't even crossed anyone's mind, has it?
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Got a bit of anxiety at the moment from something that happened this morning.
You do?
Yeah. So just a bit of background and context to this. So I grew up with a mum who's into some weird things. Like, for instance, she says this old saying. So it's like, I don't know if it's like an Italian thing or whatever, but if you find something on the ground, so like maybe it's money, it's a message from someone around you or like that's passed on or whatever. It's like a nice sort of gesture.
I like that. That's a nice way to think about it. Also, I love finding money on the floor.
That's right. It's not too bad, is it? It's always puts a pep in your step. Anyway, so I was walking the dogs and I live in Newtown. So I was walking around there, walked to the Oval, and I was on my way back. And I could see something glistening almost in front of me. So I was walking up to it and I thought, you know what, I'm in a really good mood this morning. I'm just going to go there. I'll pick it up. Hopefully, it looks like something kind of valuable that someone might have lost.
Oh, okay. So a ring or something.
I'm going to go do the right thing. Anyway. So
this is exciting. You're going on like a treasure hunt now.
That's right. So I'm getting closer to it and I think, what is that? Is that someone's keys or whatever it is? It might be like a keychain or whatever. But it looked sort of expensive. And I thought,
bracelet maybe.
What do I do? Do I go and pick it up or just leave it? Maybe someone will come back.
Oh, no, you pick it up,
so
Josh.
So that's what I'm thinking. So I pick it up and I flip it over and the message on the keychain is telling me to off. So, and then in the back of my mind, it's the thing about it, so someone sending you a message and they're just telling you to off, you know.
So do you have any indications of who it is?
I don't know, but obviously my ancestors don't like me at all, that's for sure. It's Kirby and Josh on K-Rock.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
There's a bit of controversy in the world of love at the moment, Josh, and locally.
Really?
Locally. This is crazy. A Barwon Health doctor has sued a love matching site, Elite Introductions, because she isn't satisfied with their service as she has not met the man of her dreams and she believes that they have done injustice.
Okay.
To
so
her
she's
case.
Not happy with how they've gone.
Exactly.
About.
Now it's a step above your Tinder, your everyday ones. Right. You got to pay for it. There's a premium account.
Okay. So it's a legitimate one as opposed to just, you know.
Now this lady was 36. She was ready to embark on the next chapter of her life. She is 5'9" and she was hoping for a gentleman taller than her, at least 6 foot. Girls dream of that.
Girls love it. Why is the 6 foot? It's just the height, isn't it?
I don't know. I think it's just being the guy being taller than you stereotypically you like. But
yeah, fair enough.
Really
but 6 foot always just creeps in, doesn't it? It has to be 6 and above.
Tall, dark, handsome, 6 foot. Anywho, she found a match named David and was excited to meet him, but then it came out that he actually wasn't 6 foot like she was told. He's actually more around her height.
Okay.
So she met up with him. It didn't work out. And then
because she wants to wear high heels.
Yeah, well, okay. I guess so. But does it really matter?
I don't know.
It does to her.
I guess if you're the person that's, it's hard because you've got, if you're not attracted to them because they're shorter, then
yeah,
you're
guess.
Not attracted to them.
But poor David, like, give him a chance.
Him a go, yeah.
You know?
But don't say you're 6 foot. You know what I mean?
This is true. So she is suing Elite Introductions for around $5,000.
Okay.
And she's still trying to find the man of her dreams. But do you get me thinking about, because I just feel for David. My little heart mm-hmm. is going, David, what's wrong with David? You know, yeah. he just wants to find love too.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of men out there who are dating taller women.
Right.
So I thought to celebrate the Davids of the world, let's play a little game with you, Josh, and try and figure out which celebrity who is a female yeah. dating a shorter male.
All right.
All right. Welcome, Josh.
Thank you.
So I'm going to kick it off with Cameron Diaz. She is 5'9".
And she's dating...
He's
5'7". Benji Madden?
Correct, you got the right Madden. Yeah, you got the right Madden, which is great. Gigi Hadid. She's 5'10", a model. So it'd be hard to date someone taller.
Is she dating Zayn Malik?
She is. Well done, he's 5'9".
I wasn't sure they still broken up or not.
Well, they've had a kid.
All right.
Had a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing quite well.
It's going really well then.
I don't know if I'm going to get her surname.
That's all right. Just go with confidence.
Helen Lachance, who's 5'11", dating a very famous singer. He'd feel quite happy today on a Friday.
Pharrell Williams.
Yeah. You're welcome. 5'9". So she's 5'11". He's 5'9".
Yeah. He's an awesome dude.
And Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, John
Just
Legend.
I'll give you an easy one. Yeah. Easy one there. And we'll end on this one.
Yeah.
Won't... Oh, I can't end on it. I'm such a ding-dong.
Why can't you end on it?
Aniko Hart. Who is she dating?
Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Because her surname's the same.
Yeah, well done.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Anyway, they're 5'7", and he's 5'4".
There you go. Now, notice a trend with all that?
Yeah.
All very rich men. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Probably the biggest child star I reckon most everyone sort of knows about is Macaulay Culkin. From
that's who I thought of, yes.
Home Alone.
Yes, he would have to be up there with one of the biggest. Frankie
Muniz as well.
He's coming to mind.
He was from...
Malcolm in the Middle.
That was a great show, wasn't
Agent
it?
Cody Banks.
Yeah, yeah.
With Hilary Duff.
He was huge, and he retired at like 20.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that. Man, geez, you got a lot of life
lovely.
Left, don't you? But he doesn't even remember the show anymore.
Yeah, he's got a few issues.
Recently became a father, but Macaulay Culkin has just become a father as well, and he's also just turned 41. It's his 41st birthday today.
Really? He was with Mila Kunis for ages back
was
in
he?
The day. Yeah, they dated very publicly.
Well, she was a child star too, I think.
Who isn't in Hollywood, you know?
Well, that's what I thought. I thought we'd play a little game off the back of this. And I've got a bit of audio, a bit of...
I suck at these, Josh.
Interviews that these famous child stars have done. You just have to tell me who that child star is.
I love that you back me in. You probably think in your head, I've got a great game and I'm going to play it with Herbie,
yeah.
even though my track record is not the greatest.
That's all right.
Your support is very nice.
I'll give you a few clues out. So this guy, when he was a child star, was a part of a very famous sitcom. He was one of the kids in it.
Okay.
Here's the audio.
Hey, man, yeah, I felt lucky I got to take some time off, and I have two boys, and it's...
Oh.
Okay. How old are we talking as a child star? Is he a teenager or is he...
He would have been, like, teenage-ish, young, yeah. He's, like, obviously been in a lot of movies now, too.
Yep, yep. I need another clue.
So it was Third Rock from the Sun is the show.
Oh, Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah.
Is that a show?
Yeah.
Is that a show?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Gordon Levitt. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I was never going to get that.
You don't know who that is?
No, I'm going to have to Google. Jordan.
Are you kidding me?
Jordan.
You're really right. I did put a lot of faith in you. Let's move to the next one anyway. Here we go.
Okay.
Here's what you were doing on April 23rd, 2020. Oh, right.
So this guy was a part of a huge movie franchise, probably one of the biggest... Ever?
Harry Potter.
No.
Lord of the Rings.
It is, but who's the actor?
Elliot. No. Come on. Come on, Josh.
Starts with an E.
That's why it's coming to my mind. Eric. No. E. Elijah Wood.
That's right.
Oh, gosh. He had beautiful eyes. Still does.
Yeah.
Still does.
This is really not going well. next one. You should get this one.
Fascinating, the life, the lifestyle, the towns. The town is such an important part.
We've spoken about one of his movies already today.
Oh, man. When did we speak about his movie?
In Yenna.
Oh, golly goodness.
Batman's the movie.
Oh, Batman. And is it the guy who plays Batman?
Yes, it is. Who is
Christian Bale.
Yeah. Last one.
Okay.
We've spoken about the movies that this girl's been in a lot of times.
Okay, Drew Barrymore.
No.
The staff, the cooking, the food, the taste,
Lindsay
all
Lohan.
The details and whatever.
Yeah! Comes home with a win!
Have you checked out Gordon Joseph Levitt?
Yeah, he's actually he's in Batman too. He's Robin.
Yeah.
There you go.
That would have been a better clue. It would have worked out well. How many clues can I go? He's in Batman. He's in Batman too.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
All right, it's a Friday. We are feeling chipper.
Hey.
And we want to... Get
catching on.
Your thoughts on the daily topics. So this stuff in the news, around the office, etc. Yeah, nah for no.
Mm-hmm.
Or nah, yeah for yes.
Okay.
All right, kicking off with this one. Fake tan.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Every day of the week. I love it.
Oh, I know.
Honestly, you put the tan on, you wake up the next day, you feel amazing. And I must admit, when you first get into the tan world, you're not going to have great experiences. Mm-hmm. You are going to look orange. But do you know, over the years, you get better at it. And the amount of people that I've had, not in recent time, obviously, say, yeah. Have you been to Bali? And they were genuine. And I think, gosh, I've gotten good at my tan.
Yeah. So you said that exact same speech to our boss, Barry. So you're like, you know, you feel good, you feel great, you're 10 kilos lighter.
You lose weight.
And he wants to dabble in the world of fake tan, our boss here at work. He's
Big
like,
Barry.
You know what, I've never had one. I want to do it. Because he's like me, he's pale and we're not really tan.
And I think that's great. It doesn't necessarily have to be a women thing. Like, you see a lot of bodybuilders, they always spray tan themselves because it defines your muscles.
Yeah, that's true.
But I reckon if you can do it, if you want a little bit of colour, if you want to feel good when you wake up, put some tan on. Why not? And especially in lockdown, it's those little things that you can give yourself that just go, well, pep in my step now.
Give your partner a bit of a giggle as well.
I'm going to tan you one day.
Okay.
And Barry.
Sounds good. Staring competitions.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're just in a staring... bugger. Anywho, I love staring competitions, although very hard as an adult. Found little kids are better at them.
Yeah, so Michael Caine, the actor from
Batman,
he's the butler.
Yep.
Well, he's obviously in a lot of other movies. Was saying that he doesn't blink.
Yeah.
Film, he doesn't do it for engagement or something.
It's an acting technique. So he's tried for 8 years to not blink, which I am a person who suffers from dry eyes and you really do need a blink to lubricate those eyes. So for me, that just sounds painful. But he said that him and Jack Nicholson
and Anthony Hopkins as well,
that they do it so that people are mesmerised because you're not focused by the blinking. You're more looking at them and what's happening.
Yeah.
Quite interesting.
There's lots of little tricks and trades.
But that would be hard because isn't it just
a
reflex?
Already. That's for sure.
Yeah.
The platform Twitch.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. It's not for me. It's just another one. There's too many to be hip these days. My friend's really doing quite well in it at the moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, she's jumped from one. It's my musician friend. So she's jumped onto it. And she's not even that good at video games, but people are watching it because she's someone. And it's
that's right.
But it's, you know, there's just too many. How do you keep up?
So Jeremy Cameron, the Geelong Cats forward, the superstar that he is.
Oh, yeah.
Has been sharing some of his Twitch videos to TikTok. Because I was flicking through TikTok. I was like, is that Jeremy Cameron playing? Like, good. I guess he's got nothing to do. He's obviously a bore like the rest of us. He can't go out, you know?
Like, it's something to do, but it's just...
Tell you what, don't kill him, though. The abuse he was yelling.
Oh, really?
Watch out
tonight, Port.
That's right. I reckon he's going to take that anger out. If you know he's angry, you know why.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh.
Ooh.
on K-Rock 955.
Josh, weddings, they are a very important time in one's life. Oh, some say one of the biggest days.
Yeah, for sure. For those people that enjoy it.
Exactly. They cost a lot of money, which is a big factor into you not getting married yet.
Well, put it this way. One of the people's weddings we went to, they spent $16,000 on the decorations.
See, and I don't even think that that's that much.
That's amazing. But that's,
that's a lot. Yeah. That's bonkers. But I think people go spend more. Like, weddings these days is...
bathroom done for $16,000.
See? I reckon there's so many people going, I've had that argument. We've had that argument before the big day. But that's why, because money is such a big factor when it comes to weddings, and it's so important, and there's budgets involved, and people save, they plan for so long, I tend to agree with this couple over in Jamaica with what they've done after their wedding.
Okay.
Now, it has divided the internet.
It always does.
Always does.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about it.
Exactly. You know? So, a couple named Doug and Dedra, they got married over in Jamaica. They had the big day, the guests, they had the reception. Lovely day. Yeah. Lovely day.
We assume.
And so, they ended up looking at their budgets and they realised, hang on, two people didn't rock up to their wedding.
Okay.
And so they had planned for them to rock up because on the RSVP they said they're attending.
Yeah.
And so they've catered for them. So on the day, they've got the food and everything, but it's gone to waste. It was $120 per head. So what Doug and Dedra have decided to do is invoice the couple because they didn't call to let them know, hang on, we're changing our RSVP.
We can't come.
So they've cost some money. So they've invoiced their friends who were supposed to come to their wedding $240.
So I don't know where I sit on that because there's part of me that goes, you know what? It's a bit, it's more of a they're hurt that you haven't come, isn't it?
Is it? Because also I think it is a courtesy thing because two people could have come, you know?
That's true. That's true.
Although it's always awkward when you get that call up. Hey, do you want to come to my wedding on the
Someone
weekend?
Someone else has cancelled.
I was never important enough to start with.
Didn't think of you first, but you know.
You can't come now.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think it's great. I honestly, my future wedding, if you don't call up Jess.
Jess?
I don't know who Jess
is. Who's she? Is she running the wedding? Or?
Josh. Okay. If you don't call up and let me know that you're not coming, I'm invoicing you.
Okay. I'm not coming anyway. No. You can't even get my name right. It's Irby and Josh at K-Rock 95.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Irby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
He's getting heated in here at the moment because we've got Mark Neal from the K-Rock football team, who rumours are swirling that he's putting his hand up for the Carlton job, I think.
Oh, no, they're bad. We'll squash that. it's very comfortable living down here in Geelong. I quite enjoy it.
Did you get a call?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
We want a rumour, you know? Yeah. We want to start something.
What about Collingwood?
Okay, well, hang on. You want to start something? This is great. Now, off air, Herbie's been giving some fantastic feedback to the All-Australian selectors. Would you like to share?
Yeah, I think Steele was robbed. Why is he on the bench? Get him on the field.
Well, choose the person who comes off the field that he can replace.
I'm not repeating it.
Oh, you're not?
I said Sam Walsh can go.
What, Sam Walsh, the guy from Carlton who's dominated?
He's done well. I'll give him that. And he deserves
St.
a spot
Joseph's
there
Geelong
and on the bench.
Student, Ocean Grove resident, and you're on K-Rock and you're saying that he shouldn't be in the team for some guy that comes from GWS or now at St. Kilda. That's outrageous.
You've heard me right.
Right, and some of your bolted-on listeners have too, and they'll give you some feedback.
Oh, in all seriousness, nearly. Last week was a huge game to find out who's going to finish on top, essentially, and Geelong looked amazing in that first half, and then what happened?
Well, they were amazing in that first half. It was a great game. And, look, you're fighting for the minor premiership and a game gets decided by a kick after the siren by one of the best ruckmen going around who during the week, I think it was his fourth or fifth All-Australian.
Should have been on the bench.
Could have been on the bench. Apparently Jack Steele should have been the ruckman. As good as the Cats were in the first half, Melbourne were 3 points better in the second half. Look, there'll be some things that the Cats will go through to learn. But when you're going into a final series, it's not about lamenting the win that could have been. It's about, righto, what have we learned? Let's have a quick look. We've got to get our head around going to Adelaide to take on Port Adelaide.
Well, in saying that, how do you reckon they will bounce back? Port Adelaide's got the crowd there. Are they going to get in front like they did last week for the first half?
Well, I hope so. And I hope they stay there. But, having a look at both sides, I did this afternoon. I tried to pull apart some of the stats that, that I think mean things. You know, like inside 50s, marks inside 50s, contested ball, stoppages, scores from stoppages, scores against. If you go through and have a look at the Cats and Port Adelaide, you actually can't split them. They are that close in every statistic that matters. So for me, that's amazing. And the last time the Cats played over there this year, they got the chocolates and it was almost the Jeremy Cameron show. I think in situations like this, people, and again, everyone, what is a great thing about our game is everyone has their own opinion. And they'll say, you know, you've got to have a really strong bottom six. Maybe so. You need, you know, 22 or if you, the Medi sub gets on 23 contributors. But I think if you look back, most of the finals, there will be a legitimate A-grade player that puts his hand up and says, righto, I'm going to have a consistent 4 weeks. I'm going to help to lead my team over the line. And sometimes I think, you know, it's look at Dustin Martin. Three Norm Smiths in three grand finals. Yes, okay, so that's an outlier. But either Geelong or Port Adelaide, they need one of their leaders or a couple of their leaders to lead and lead really well.
It's funny because you said about the stats there that pretty much marry up, but no one rates Port Adelaide. And for some reason, don't you? Like, well, yeah, like they're a good side, but do you? I feel like everyone's got, I know they're favourites in the booking market, but everyone that's tipping them is tipping Geelong tonight.
They are. I think sometimes with the non-Victorian teams, they're sort of, they can be out of sight, out of mind. And, and just by that pure, you know, having a look today, they were they separated on the ladder by percentage. They dig a little bit deeper. Well, they pretty much get the same clearances. They pretty much get the same contested ball. They mark the ball when it comes inside 50 about the same. They score about the same when it goes in there. Wow, they're really even, these two teams.
And their forward options probably marry up too as well. They've probably got some good, like Dixon down there. Yep. You've got Georgiades and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And it's great. We've got finals and really we've got four outstanding games, three of which we'll hear on K-Rock Footy through over the weekend and starting tonight with the Cats.
Do you reckon with Tomahawk with his 300th game, does that play any impact on the game? Or like Buddies could kick 1,000 goals. Does that play in or are they just going, nah, let's just...
It's hard to measure, but I think, I don't think so. I think, you know, back in, people say back in the day, whenever that day was, you know, you used to hear the rah-rah and say, oh, you know, they'll run through a brick wall for you and that sort of stuff. And you go, yeah, that's really good. And then became this philosophy that said, well, okay, if we run through the brick wall or climb over it, what are we doing when we get to the other side? If we do find ourselves in a team's got a run on, there needs to be a little bit more than emotion to stop it. Like, what's the plan? Do we all know it? Can we all get on the same page for as long as each other? That's it. So it will be a little bit, but I don't know about the old stories anymore where someone throws the jumper down and, you know, do it for the jumper and, you know, do it for, you know, the people that were 15 years ago and do it for this person over there.
That's right.
Sometimes the inexperienced players, like, who am I doing it for? Jeepers, I've got the ball in my hand. What am I supposed to do?
I'm out of breath, you know.
They still need to know what to do.
So you don't have to be a psychic to predict you're going for Geelong tonight.
Absolutely.
How many points?
Well, last time I was almost there, last week I said Geelong by 3 points.
You
I
did.
Think it was Melbourne the other way. I reckon Geelong by 2 points.
2 points to put your money on Port is what he's saying.
I am you indeed. Are? I'm still waiting, and I will be back. Maybe I don't know if we've got time now, but I am really interested for Herbie and the way she's going to dissect the All-Australian team at some stage.
We can do a potty together.
Podcast. Oh, we can. Oh,
that'd be absolutely. Great,
Hang on, I'll check my lockdown 7 diary. It's probably pretty clear, Herbie.
All right.
Be careful what you wish for.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.